Do you ever wake up in the morning and wish you could tell the world to go away? It's tough to face our daily problems, isn't it? And maybe you have some real toughies, like a divorce, children on drugs, loss of a mate or job. Well, you may think the end of the world has come and that there's no one who cares, but there is. And His name is Jesus Christ. Now, you don't have to be embarrassed. There's no one listening, just you and me and Him. You know, He'll take every problem you have and help you solve it. Now, He didn't promise that Christians would never have problems. He simply gives us the tools to cope with our problems and lets us see learning opportunities through them. You're never alone when Christ lives within you. Find out what He has for you today. This message is brought to you by Grace Bible College, 1011 Alden Southwest in Grand Rapids. How long has it been since you brought your wife home some flowers for no reason at all? Or made that extra special meal for your husband? It's so easy to become involved in our own little worlds, our own self-needs, that we oftentimes fail to look out over our glasses of self-preservation and give ourselves to others. Self tramples out love and concern. It elevates the proud. It feeds the ego and fans the flames of self-desire and pity. If you really want to begin to live, begin giving yourself for others. Begin putting their needs first. Become involved in their lives. Show concern for them as individuals, like Christ did for the world. Roses would make a fine start. Take some home tonight. This message is brought to you by Grace Bible College, 1011 Alden Southwest in Grand Rapids. Are you a sports fan or a sports hater? I'm sure there are many lonely wives because of sports broadcasts of one type or another, but sports really do fill a vicarious need for many of us. You could also be a bridge fan with a weekly bridge game, something you could not bear to miss. I know fishing fans, hunting fans, reading fans, and car fans. You know, that word fan is a strange one. It really stands for fanatic. People gladly accept the sports fanatic. But when a person becomes a fan of religion, he instantly becomes a religious fanatic. The use of the word is the same. In both instances, the subject, sports or religion, meets a deep need in the person's life. And what a mystery as people look down their noses at the religious fan and cheerfully accept the sports fan. Maybe we should be more tolerant. This message is brought to you by Grace Bible College, 1011 Alden Southwest in Grand Rapids. Life gets busy, doesn't it? With kids to feed and husbands to love and shopping to do, or maybe you're single and have just yourself to think about. Life is still a rat race at times, isn't it? Sometimes we have to pause just a second or two and find out where we are in this old, cold world, find out where we're going. Or does that matter very much to you? Maybe you take life as it comes one day at a time, and I can't fault you for that. But you know, there's more to life than just this. Have you ever considered seriously the claims of Jesus Christ? Well, I didn't mean to shock you, but have you? That's a name that's a swear word to many people, but you know it means life eternal to others. At least look into some of the things He offers. You might be surprised. This message is brought to you by Grace Bible College, 1011 Alden Southwest in Grand Rapids. Do you know what the most destructive four-letter word in the universe is? Well, it's probably called S-E-L-F, self. I would venture to guess that almost every war that has ever been fought between countries, between organizations, between husband and wife, between parent and child, between brother and sister, were caused in some way by self. Thinking of ourselves before others. Now, I suppose it's only natural to think of old number one first. That's the way man does things. But, you know, there's another way, and that's God's way. He tells that the other person should come first in our lives. Is that so hard to do, to forget self and to meet the needs of the people around you? Can't hurt anything, except maybe your pride a little bit. God put you first by sending His Son Jesus Christ to die for you. Can't you do something in return? This message is brought to you by Grace Bible College, 1011 Alden Southwest in Grand Rapids. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. Have you ever heard that line? You've probably guessed where it came from, the Bible. The Bible tells us all about how Christ came to this earth in the form of man, and He had a message of love. And for those who accept this message of love, they are transformed into new creatures on this earth and have all eternity to look forward to being in God's presence. Fairy tales, you say. Well, that's your right to think any way you wish. That's why I appreciate our country so much. We can say what we believe without fear of threats. Whether you believe in God or not makes no difference as far as His program is concerned. Your belief is not a prerequisite to His plan and program for the ages, but it would pay you to look into what this program is, just in case you might miss something. This message is brought to you by Grace Bible College, 1011 Alden Southwest in Grand Rapids.